Welcome to Hockey West Talks Podcast. Today I'll be talking about the NHL Awards results and the issues with the voting. In this podcast, I talk about the NHL Awards results and the issues with the voting system. NHL Awards winners. The Hart went to Austin Matthews. The Art Ross went to Connor McDavid. The Maurice Richard went to Austin Matthews. The Ted Lindsay went to Austin Matthews. The Norris went to Cale Makar. The Calder went to Marin Sider. The Selke went to Patrice Bergeron. The Vezina went to Igor Shesterkin. The Jennings went to Frederick Anderson and Antti Raanta for Carolina. The Lady Bing went to Kyle Calder. The King Clancy went to PK Subban. The Masterton went to Carey Price. The Jack Adams went to Daryl Sutter. And the Messier Leadership Award went to Anze Kopitar. Team Awards. The President's Trophy went to the Florida Panthers. The Clarence S. Campbell Cup awarded to the Western Conference champions, Colorado Avalanche. The Prince of Wales awarded to the Eastern Conference champs, Tampa Bay Lightning. The GM of the Year nominees are Joe Sakic of the Colorado Avalanche, Julien Brisebois of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Chris Drury of the New York Rangers. The winner will be announced on July 13th at the draft. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. One major issue with the NHL awards voting is that the voter fatigue is real. Voters go out of their way now to give the Hart and Ted Lindsay to someone else other than McDavid, who already has won 2 Hart trophies, 3 Ted Lindsays, and 4 Art Ross trophies. McDavid is just so dominant that he has 100-point seasons every year. So it doesn't seem as special as Austin Matthews' 60-goal campaign, which only happened twice since 2000. Another issue with the NHL awards voting is Toronto bias. Besides the fact that Austin Matthews won both Hart and Ted Lindsay, his linemate Michael Bunting was also nominated for the Calder Trophy. Although Bunting did play great for Toronto, he is 26 years old, which is older than Austin Matthews. Not only is he an overage rookie, he is a byproduct of playing with Matthews and Marner, 2 of the top players in the league. Another issue that I have with the NHL awards voting is Eastern Conference bias. Of the award winners this year, 9 of them are from the Eastern Conference, while only 5 of them are from the Western Conference. Granted, Matthews won 3 of the awards this year, but still, the Eastern Conference usually gets more attention from the media because they don't watch as many West Coast games unless Edmonton or Colorado is playing. The final issue I had with the NHL awards voting was Coach of the Year. How is Rod Brind'Amour not a Jack Adams finalist? After losing Dougie Hamilton and both their starting goalies, Carolina doesn't miss a beat and still manages to have a great year. Carolina has shown time and time again that under the leadership of Brind'Amour, they can turn journeymen into impact players. Just look at how bad Peter Mrazek and Alex Nedeljkovic have done this year in comparison to Frederick Anderson and Antti Raanta, who ended up winning the Jennings. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC. I predict Colorado wins the Stanley Cup tonight and Cale Makar will take home the Conn Smythe Trophy. On my next podcast, I talk about the curse of the 2nd overall pick in the NHL draft.